This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios because lots and lots of things are going on with the Cass County Master Gardeners here in the coming weeks. Kate Olson is here with us this morning. She's very familiar with the program because she's always helping to steer the Cass County Master Gardeners program here locally. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. This is you would expect with the term Master Gardeners that spring would be a busy time, but boy, you guys really pile it on yourselves with the plant sale coming up and the bus trip coming up. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, we try and keep busy, well, year-round, but in the spring for sure. And yeah, we definitely couldn't do it all if we didn't have a large group of Master Gardeners here in Cass County that kind of divide themselves into committees. So a little divide and conquer going on there. But yeah, it's a good group.
And all coming up very quickly, too, here in the month of May. And that's right on top of us here, too. But let's start with the plant sale, because that's going to be coming up on May 9th.
Yes.
And how much work goes in to prepare for that?
The work really kind of depends on how many Master Gardeners are digging. So most of the plants, we do a lot of perennial plants. Most of them are dug and divided from the yards and gardens of our Master Gardeners. It's a lot of work kind of leading up to it, just as things are starting to emerge, getting those things identified, dug, divided, potted up. We obviously want them to look nice, so by the time we do the sale on the 9th, so a lot of work happening right now by those Master Gardeners. Things are coming up green very quickly right now. So identifying those, we encourage them even to kind of be thinking the previous year, take some photos, because one of the things we try and tag on all of our plants is how tall do they get? What's the flower color? Things like that. So maybe have in the back of your mind, hey, when this flowered last year, this is the flower color.
Well, now I should come in with some pretty high expectations because these were dug out of Master Gardeners' flower beds,
right? That's right. Yes, yes. Master Gardeners love to plant things that will spread and fill in a space, which is a great way to manage weeds and stuff. But then once they're lots of plants are really good for dividing in the spring, so it's a great time to get a variety of plants. And yes, a lot of our Master Gardeners do really like some of the unique varieties. They do a lot of research into varieties that grow really well here in Iowa. So that's the other nice thing about if it's coming from within a garden somewhere in Cass County, you can pretty much be assured that it's going to do well in our climate.
Yeah, so if I take it home and it all dies, it's all my fault.
As long as you follow the instructions on the tag, yes.
Okay, very good.
We do divide it out and try and make it easy for people, so right. We'll sell them by shade plants, sun plants, things like that. So, you know, don't take a full shade plant, put it front and center in the south, full sun in your lawn, because, you know, we can only do so much.
Not a good recipe for success there. There might be some tools and things, too. Sometimes there are some other utensils and things, and are the FFA folks going to be there again?
Yep, Atlantic FFA is joining us again. So yeah, we definitely do a lot of plants. Like I said, we divide them up. We have the sun plants, shade plants, kind of the ones that do generally well. We've got the ones that kind of bulbs, the ones that kind of fill in spots. We usually have folks bring some house plants, some succulents that they've potted up and have grown over the winter. And the Atlantic FFA is coming back. They've got both vegetable plants and a whole bunch of annual plants. I think they'll have a few maybe planter baskets as well. We always try and time the sale so it's right before Mother's Day, right before May 15th is the last frost date here in Iowa reliably. So it's a great time to pick up those plants and get them in the ground and be reasonably assured that we're not going to have a massive frost kill.
Well, let's hope not anyway. Not at that time of the year. So this is going to be happening at the Cass County Community Center, not inside, outside, in front of. They're starting at 8 a.m. on May 9th, and it's just a couple of hours until things are gone, right?
Yep, yeah. We're really busy when folks, when we are start right at there at 8 a.m. Lots of folks come in early trying to get the best selection. Sometimes we have a ton of daylilies and a ton of hostas, but if you do want some of those specific varieties, we recommend you on the earlier side of that. We normally wrap up around 10 a.m. or whenever traffic slows down and a lot of our plants are kind of gone.
Yeah, you usually get rid of most things?
We usually do. There's usually a few plants left over, so we kind of a lot of our Master Gardeners work in community garden spaces as well, so we'll kind of take any leftover plants. Divide those out. Some of them have gone to local parks, local community beautification efforts. We donate them to various groups that are looking to do improvements and stuff like that. So we try and get them spread around the community. A lot of our Master Gardeners, like I said, are involved with community beautification efforts and parks around the county. So we kind of get the leftovers spread out where they can be used.
I know typically at this event, prices are pretty reasonable, but the money that is raised helps to go toward the things that you guys are passionate about.
Yeah. So we switched several years ago to a free will donation for our side of the plants. Atlantic FFA will still have theirs individually priced, because obviously one of the things they're working on is that business skill building model as well through the FFA program. But yeah, on our side, everything is a free will donation, like you mentioned, whether it's plants or those garden tools, things like that. We'll have some garden books available for people to pick up, as well as resources from Extension on how to plan and gardens and plant in the spring and all of those things. A free will donation, it does support, like I mentioned, we do a ton of community garden support. We just in April had applications due for both our annual scholarship and our Master Gardener mini grants. So we help fund organizations across the county as they do educational activities. We funded everything from seed libraries to local beautification programs to youth education in gardening through local preschools and the Y. So we spread that money out around the county every year.
And this is an opportunity for folks to gain things from the Master Gardeners. But did I see a note, too, that if folks have overgrown things that they want to pay maybe part out in their gardens, too, that they could supply for the garden sale?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely have members of the public every year that contact us and they're like, we divided some stuff. We have some leftovers. Can we drop it by? Absolutely. So, yeah, just give our office a call. We'll make arrangements with you on when you can drop that off, obviously. We'd prefer sometime the week before the plant sale so we don't have to water it for 3 weeks prior to the plant sale. So if you can take care of it up until we get a couple days out from the plant sale. But yeah, anybody who wants to donate, we just do ask that you give us as much information as you can about the plant. Like where was it dug from? But is it like shade? What color of flowers? How big does it get? Things like that. Because, you know, with things like hostas are a great example. Right now, most of the hostas in the garden, they're coming up. They're just teeny tiny shoots. They're about 3 inches tall. Some of those are going to stop at, 5 inches, and some of them are going to go on to be 3 foot tall. So we'd really kind of like to know approximately how much space the plants take up when they're fully grown.
Yeah, you bet. That just makes sense. Again, that's on May 9th. That's out at the Cass County Community Center parking lot there, starting at 8 a.m. Get there early for the best selection.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, also, we wanted to talk about the bus trip, because y'all do an annual bus trip every year. This year, it's on May 20th. What are you featuring this year?
So we try and head a different direction. We are headed west to the Les Hills this year. It's kind of a modification of a trip we did maybe 8 to 10 years ago. We're going back to the Les Hills Lavender Farm and the Aronia Berry Farm, Sawmill Hollow. So those are kind of our two featured educational stops. We'll also be stopping at a couple nurseries on the front and back end to kind of pick up some unique plants. A lot of our participants enjoy visiting those nurseries they may not have a chance to drive to on their own. But yeah, it's fun to head back to the Les Hills. It is a full day. We try and make it as educational as possible. We leave the fairgrounds about 8 a.m. That is a Wednesday, May 20th. And we return shortly after like 6:15 p.m. So it's a full day. It's about $70 for the day, which includes everything. That's your bus ride. That's the snacks. That's the meal for the day. If you do want to buy plants, that's on your own. we don't provide that for you. But yeah, it's just a fun day to network with other people who love gardening. We'll be visiting several gardens. We'll have presentations at most of the places we stop to learn about tips and tricks. A lot of these the places up in the Les Hills, it's fun to see and learn how they grow. That soil is just so unique. There is really only a couple places in the world that have that really good Les soil, and it really works well for, you don't think of lavender as being an Iowa crop per se, but that really Les soil, that really fine soil is fantastic for lavender fields, and it also works really well for the aronia berries. And they do a lot of education on, just general yard management. They have a lot of pollinator education there as well. So it's a really good day to learn about some of those unique Iowa crops.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be a beautiful bus ride, too. I mean, it's more than just where you stop. It's the getting there, too, that's fun.
Absolutely. And we definitely have a lot of fun on the bus. We try and do a little garden trivia. We do giveaways throughout the bus trip. We're having a catered meal at the Aronia Berry Farm. They do a really nice job there. So that's going to be fun to have a little specially prepared meal along with our education at that stop.
Yeah, $70, that's you get a lot for that.
Yeah, we try and keep the cost pretty reasonable. We had to go up a couple dollars this year from last year just due to fuel increases. But, you know, whether you're driving yourself there or whether we're driving you there, you'd still be paying a little more.
Exactly. Well, it's a lot easier to let somebody else plan the trip.
Absolutely.
Just hop on the bus and go.
Yes.
And you can buy as much as you like as long as we have storage space for it on the way home, right?
We do always recommend that people bring, if you're planning to purchase things, anything, whether it's pots, tools, plants, maybe bring a sheet of address labels, you know, the ones you get in the mail all the time you don't know what to do with. Just bring those along, label your plants, because no matter where you think you put it, sometimes by the time we fill the bottom of the bus, it might get shifted a little, and that way you make sure you get all your plants back home with you.
One bus, correct?
One bus.
So there's a limit.
Once it's full, it's full.
Okay. Yep. So getting on that sooner rather than later is a good idea.
Yes. We say we close registration on the 15th of May, but that's kind of our drop dead. So if it fills before then, we will start a waiting list. In previous years, we've usually been able to get everybody on there, but we've had a couple times probably in the last 8 years when we've had to start that waiting list. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a really cool trip. This, a lot of people love the Lavender Farm trip and the Aronia Berry trip. So I would say definitely if you want to go, this might be a year to get it in sooner rather than later.
All that can be done at the Cass County Extension Office?
Yep, Cass County Extension Office. The form is also posted on our extension website, so extension.iastate.edu/Cass. It's right there on the front page, and we also have up in our Ag and Natural Resources dropdown a full page for our Master Gardener program. So that has a list of all of the things that we do throughout the year. You can check that. We've got information on there about some of our other upcoming events later this year. And we also encourage you to follow the Cass County Master Gardeners on social media. We've got a Facebook page if you want to do that. We'll post information and reminders on that as well. Our plant sale is up on that page as an event right now. So as that gets closer and we kind of get an idea of what plants will be on the sale, we will be posting those as well. So if there's something you're looking for, you can kind of watch that page as we kind of start to get an idea of what people are pulling out of their gardens this year.
Boy, you guys come out of hibernation and just start growling right away, don't you? All kinds of stuff.
Don't be trying to hold a gardener back in the spring.
And as you mentioned, too, lots more coming up, lots more opportunities here as the season moves forward. But these are the first two opportunities here this spring. The plant sale, again, on May 9th at 8 a.m. at the Cass County Community Center parking lot. And don't forget that annual bus trip on May the 20th. And you need to contact the folks at the Cass County Extension Office to get yourself registered for that. Whether you're a master gardener or not, you'll enjoy some of the programs and opportunities that they have available for you here locally.
Absolutely.
Kate Olson in with us this morning. Thanks so much for coming by.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking the time to chat.